Hi, I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm T.
You're listening to Au Pair T, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Au Pair T. Hi, guys, and welcome back to season 3, episode 17 of Au Pair T, the podcast. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Tired.
Yes.
As we were just saying before we started recording.
Every week. I think there's a week that goes by where we're not exhausted.
Hashtag Au Pair Life. So we have the perfect remedy for being tired, though. When you're tired, you just need to take a vacation.
Yeah you do.
So if you're listening to this episode currently, you're gonna need to sit down, strap in, grab a drink or something, because it's a long one and it's a big one. It's a big one. All right,
there's gonna be a lot. It's one of those episodes that has a lot of information in it
and a lot of opinions, because it's not just us this time. We've pulled in three different areas of experts, so you know, you're welcome.
We emailed Cultural Care to get the specific guidelines. We asked you guys on Instagram for your opinions, so your guys' opinions will be in this as well. And we spoke to our host parents as well.
Mm-hmm. We're getting the full experience, the full buffet here, guys.
Oof, nice.
This is like a full sharing platter, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? This is like three courses, come on.
Yummy.
So in this episode, we want to talk about vacations, and obviously, we want to get the kind of guidelines, but we also wanted to talk about our experiences, because au pairs have different experiences and expectations when it comes to vacations. And as we said in one of our previous episodes on chores, that and vacations slash scheduling, there are kind of lines that can be blurred, and also is one of the main sources of kind of disagreements or kind of issues between host families and au pairs. So as much as we're going to try and not like necessarily clear it up, we're kind of just going to put a lot of a kind of broader kind of spectrum onto this and kind of go through it. So very briefly, obviously I've been with my host family for 2 years, and I've stayed with the same host family. Steph, you extended with a new host family. So what vacations have you done, or have you got coming up with both of these?
So I wouldn't say I've ever really been on vacation with my host family. My last host family, during the summer months, we would go up to New Jersey and we would go to the beach. They had a beach house up there, so we would go up there for
that's a vacation.
I wouldn't say it was for me, because I went because I was working.
Oh.
So I would go there and I would work. Like, the only reason I was there and invited was because I needed to work.
Well.
So I would go up there, but I would only work around like maybe 10, 15 hours a week, I guess. Like, just a few hours in the morning so my host dad could get some work done or something, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a full normal schedule. So I would have some time at the beach, and normally I would like, they would go up on like the Saturday or the Friday or something, and then I would arrive on the Sunday evening ready to start work on the Monday, and then I would leave the Friday morning after that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't stay there the whole time. I would go home and have some like time to myself. But I got paid as normal, as you meant to, but I just worked a little bit, had a little bit of free time. And then there was also my host mum's side of the family had a lake house, so we went there only one time for like a long weekend, and I didn't work on that one. That was actually when I came to visit you.
I was the vacation.
I left the lake house, so I went to Raleigh because it was halfway.
Oh my God, I love that.
And then this host family... I don't have any vacations planned with them, but I am going to Vermont with them in May to my host mum's brother's wedding, which I will be working for some of that as well.
Party, y'all.
So, but I don't know, obviously, how it's going to work out, because it's not till May.
May's so, not far off. It's a few weeks away.
Yeah, I know. It really is not that far away.
It's nearly my birthday. Hint, hint, everybody. May 14th, hint. Twice down.
My God. But yeah, no, I haven't been on like any extravagant like vacations like you have. You've been on some very bougie vacations with your host family.
We're not one to brag.
Go on, brag, love. Come on, tell us all about it.
I mean, I'm not in it for the vacays. It's an amazing perk. I will just say that. So my host family have been on vacation without me, and I've been on vacation without them, but we've also done vacations together. So the ones we did together, the main ones, the kind of like the big trip ones, were last February we went to Disney World for a week. This year in February we went on like a week-long cruise in the Bahamas. We actually, by the time this episode comes out, if you listen to this the day it comes out, we will be a couple of days away from setting off on our next cruise, with a couple of days in St. Augustine. And then we're going to be away for 2 weeks at the end of July, because my host mom's brother is also getting married. So we're going up to Massachusetts, and I'm going to be visiting like Boston and Wellfleet, Cape Cod, all of those lovely places, after the wedding. So there's that. And then obviously I've been on vacation with my friends and stuff, but this is more host family, au pair ones. So very, very grateful, you know, extremely, you know, like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing. But yeah, some au pairs get it, some au pairs don't. It's always strikes me how different people like kind of talk about their experiences and what they get and different opinions, which is very interesting. So in terms of the guidelines, Steph, I mean...
Yeah, let's get the boring, like, actual rules out the way, shall we?
Right, come on. Let's just imagine I'm cracking open a giant book, slamming it on the desk. Stephanie, what are the actual guidelines when it comes to pay and vacations and all of that jazzy stuff? This is from Cultural Care, guys. This is from the source. Deliver it.
Yeah, so we did email our contact.
She is our contact.
She is, yeah. Who we always message about our podcast and stuff like that. And she sent us an email with all the guidelines set out by Cultural Care. So it states that an au pair is always entitled to their weekly stipend, including during the 2 weeks of vacation that they are required to have throughout their year as an au pair. The stipend needs to be the same every single week, whether they're on vacation, whether they're sick, whether they're on vacation with you, or you've said that they're not coming with you. So even if they've taken their 2 weeks of designated vacation, but you say, okay, we're going on a week's vacation, but the au pair is not coming, that doesn't mean you don't get to pay them.
Yeah.
You know, they always need to get their stipend. Au pairs are entitled to a minimum of 2 weeks off within their 12 months of being an au pair. A 12 or 9 month extension au pair is also entitled to additional 2 weeks of vacation, and a 6 month extension au pair is entitled to 1 week of vacation. Vacation should be scheduled at a time that is mutually convenient to both the host family and the au pair. It's normally like the au pair chooses one and the host family choose one, right? Yeah. That's normally how
it tends to be the way.
They state that it's recommended that au pairs take 1 week of vacation in their first 6 months and the second week in the last half of their program. I've never done that. I've always like taken my vacation like really late on, because honestly, I just like forget about it, or like it just doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't come up. Like I'm starting to book my 2 weeks now.
Ooh.
But like I'm near the end of my thing. So like, you know.
No, we're not. We still have like 3 years left. Come on.
Okay. The Cultural Care advised that au pairs do not take vacation during the first month of their arrival, as obviously this is a time to develop a relationship with the host family, get settled in, get used to the country, you know, all that kind of stuff. If au pairs are travelling with their host family as part of their childcare responsibilities, it's strongly recommended that a schedule is discussed in advance. In this scenario, au pairs should have their own private rooms and all meals should be provided.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
That's one thing that always gets people in trouble, I think. Yes. But then the next thing you're about to say is where the lines are getting blurred.
If au pairs agree to join the host family on vacation but will not be providing childcare, it's okay if they share a room with their host kids, but they should be told in advance. They may also be asked to pay for their share of the meals and entertainment. But again, it needs to be told in advance. They need to be given a cost. You know, they can't just be like, oh, by the way, you have to pay.
Yeah.
You know, so that's basically saying, you know, if your host family say, you can come on vacation with us, but we will be expecting you to work, you need your own private room and all your meals provided,
mm-hmm.
as you do at the house normally. But if they invite you and say, hey, do you want to come on vacation with us? We don't need you to work. I just want you to come along as part of the family. In that case, they don't need to pay for you to have an extra room, and they don't need to pay for you all your stuff on that vacation.
Yeah.
So, but they do still need to pay you your weekly stipend.
Yes. Make sure you get paid. Please make sure you get paid.
So that is basically a copy and pasted from the email that we received from Cultural Care. So they are the guidelines that Cultural Care set out in regards to your stipend and your vacation and vacationing with your host family.
But as we know, this is au pair tea. You guys came for the tea. So what we decided to do is we we created a couple of questions. We threw them out onto our Instagram story and we were like, hey, give us your ideas, your opinions, your experiences, mm-hmm. throw them back in. And we have put them all. We've got a few questions to kind of go through. So we're going to be giving you the au pair perspective first with the questions. And then we're going to jump over and to finish off the episode, we're going to give you our host parents' perspective. So a lot of the questions that we asked, we were kind of thinking when we were planning, like, what are the issues? Like, why is this such an issue sometimes? Mm-hmm. Why are people confused? And we were like, okay, a lot of it comes down to expectations, right? One of the first questions we asked was, as an au pair, what are your expectations when it comes to vacations with your host family? And some of our responses, like,
it's a mixed bunch.
And I'm like, okay. And I think it's interesting. So, I mean, just rattling off just a couple of them so far, like, so we said, what are your expectations when it comes to vacations with your host family? Somebody said, I have no expectations. They don't invite me on vacation and they instead give me the days that they're away as my mm-hmm. vacation days. Somebody said, I expect to be given time for myself to explore. I expect time off. I expect to have my own room, but I expect them to be respectful of the 10 hours, 45 a week rules. Mm-hmm. If the family is not going to bring you, then they give you enough time to plan your own trips while they're away. Steph, you want to continue?
A lot of people expect to be invited on the vacation, mm-hmm. but to work on that vacation, but not the whole time. So they want, you know, to go and to work is fine, but not the whole, like, 10 hours, 45 hours a week, like they do back at home.
Yeah.
To have my own time was a big one. A lot of au pairs said that they would like to have their own time to explore. Obviously, they're going to visit somewhere new, maybe that they haven't been to before, they weren't expecting to have gone to during their times. So they want to explore. That's fair enough. The hours that I will work during the vacation are made clear. To always be invited, slash given option to go with them or to do my own thing.
Yeah.
To be included, as I want my experience to be family-based, which is...
That's nice.
Yeah. To make it clear if I am on vacation or if I'm working. And I don't plan on going on vacation with my host families. I do not think it's a close enough relationship, which I found very interesting.
That I'm definitely going to come back to when we talk about my host dad's response. So a lot of the expectations are, I think, mainly au pairs want to know if they are coming on vacation, if they will be working or not. And, you know, they just want, I think people just want to know, like, clarity. What the hell is going on? Yeah. Am I working? Am I not? Am I co-working?
I think the main thing with that is the au pairs don't want to overstep. Do you know what I mean? Yes. They don't want to be like, oh, I'm on vacation. Cool. I'll just go to the beach. Like, what is the, like, line there where they're like, with the kid? Because the parents will probably not be working. So they're going to be off. Like, when I went to the beach house with my host dad, I would be working, but he would be at the beach with us. But it would just be like, teamwork, like I'd be working alongside him to make sure the kids are safe at the beach, you know. But you have to make that clear with your au pair if that's what you are expecting of them,
which comes down to one magical word, Stephanie.
Communication.
Please communicate. If you listen to our LCC episode that we did a couple of weeks ago, she also said communication. So listen,
I feel like every member of Culture Care that's come on our podcast has said communication is super important.
So. And it must be. We must be right. Apparently au pairs just want clarity. Host parents, if you're listening, that's all they want. We also asked, because I think we were just being nosy. And also a lot of people, I think when I was applying to be an au pair, I was like, oh, if I go on vacation, what kind of vacation would it be? And so we said, like, hey, au pairs, have you joined your host family on a vacation? Where did you go? And did you work? And so some of you guys have been international with your host parents.
Literally.
This person got to go to Germany. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Isn't that amazing? And they said, I wasn't necessarily working, but I helped look after the kids and the cousins when I was part of the family. Now, bloodlines, Steph, right?
Uh-huh.
It is extremely, extremely difficult. Like, I know both of us would help out anyway.
Yeah.
But I think there comes a point where you help out and it's not expected to the point where they bring you, like, oh yeah, she'll just help out. We know that
exactly.
She'll
step in. They'll take advantage of you because they know that you're going to be there and you're probably will step in just out of courtesy.
Yeah.
And host parents can use that to their advantage. So just be careful.
We're not saying that's what happened with this family, but definitely
it could happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else said that I joined two of my host families on vacation. For one of them, I only worked in the mornings. And for the other, they did like a full 7 to 7, 6 days a week. So they did like a full on schedule. So they went, they were, you know, in the location of the vacation, but they were still working full time. So in essence, how much of a vacation did that au pair actually get?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, that's another part of the line, is it's a vacation for your host family, but does that mean it's a vacation for you as well? Because not necessarily you're going on vacation. You are, this is really bad, but you are the help at the end of the day. So like, you're there to help look after the kids, whether they're in their house or whether they're in a holiday home.
Yeah.
So, you know, as bad as it is, I can see host parents thinking, okay, well, instead of like getting childcare on the like on the resort, we'll just use the childcare we already pay for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's difficult. A lot of it is like the relationship you have as well, which is something else that we'll talk about later. Somebody else said that they went to the shore with their, I think they meant the beach, with their host family, and they did work, but their days were shorter, and they just kind of helped out. Somebody else has been to Hawaii. Yeah, that's what you kind of
nice Hawaii. Oh,
I know, dream.
That would be a dream.
People have been to New York and Virginia Beach. Disney is a big one for a lot of au pairs. A lot of au pairs go to Disney. Yeah. We went to Disney, and this au pair, when they went to Disney, they were responsible for helping out with lunch. When they went to Outer Banks, they were responsible for showering the kids. When they went to Vermont, they kind of split the childcare with the host parents.
So. This sounds like a teamwork thing. Like the host parents weren't working, but they said, like, can you help out with like this part of the day, and we'll do this part of the day, just so that both parties are getting vacation, but also the kids are cared for as well.
Yeah. So a lot of you guys have done road trips with your host families. A lot of you have kind of traveled. You know, a lot of you actually have worked while you're on vacation, some of you more than others. But I think sometimes, depending on the relationship and where you're going, you know, even if you are working, your host parents will probably not make you work as much because you know, they obviously want to spend time with their kids while they're on vacation.
Yes.
Some of you guys went skiing. Hell, cool. I would probably break multiple bones.
I could never. I would love to.
Yeah.
But I could never.
I think my host parents might be taking the kids when they're older. And I'm honestly so glad that they're not older now, because I would be like, no. Even if they invited me, I'd be like, no, I will die. My insurance doesn't cover death for me. So,
So one question we also put up on our story was to host family specifically, saying as a host family, what are expectations? We didn't really get any responses from that bubble, but I'm assuming it's because we don't really have as many host families following us, host parents following us.
Yes.
We got one saying that they would like their au pair to be patient, because being on vacation is a change of routine and kids can be very up in the air. I remember that being a response. But also, we got a DM, didn't we, T?
We did.
We got a DM from a lovely host mum, a potential future host mum, and she is looking for an au pair, and they are planning a vacation to Hawaii in March 2023, which they kind of already started paying for and booking, and there's a lot of people going, a big group of the family going. She was saying how it's going to be really expensive to bring the au pair along, and she would love them to feel part of the family, and she's planning on taking them on other trips, but this one is already kind of in the works, and she doesn't want the au pair to feel upset or start out with a bad taste of them because they weren't included on that trip. So she asked for our thoughts on that. And I think we said, you know, if I was speaking to that family and they said, you know, we're going on a trip to Hawaii, but it is already planned and booked, but, you know, you can have your own free time during that time if you're already with us, and we are planning on taking you on trips in the future, I would not be hurt about it at all.
I would not be offended at all, because, and, you know, I mean, so I remember responding to, I think her name's Caitlin.
Yes.
I remember responding to her and being like, you know, first of all, you're not planning to have an au pair until 2023. And yet you are already so in a nice way concerned about this. That shows that you're going to be a great host mom. But yeah, I, like Steph, you were just saying, like, I was like, with regards to the Hawaii trip, I don't think it's a bad thing to not take her au pair, because especially she is planning to have her au pair start in January. The trip is in March. Imagine joining a host family and 2 months later going on this huge, massive whole family vacation.
I
honestly would be extremely intimidated, and
yeah,
again, there's
all
go on.
No, sorry. It's also the perfect time for an au pair to like maybe take their first trip with friends and stuff, because they've had a couple of months to save up. They've made a couple of like friends that they could go and travel with, and they've just started, so they want to start seeing places. So it's actually a great time for them to have a time to go and travel and do their own thing. Have a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, and it's like, I think as long, and we said that as long as you are upfront with the au pair about that, then that's fine. I mean, my host parents, a few months ago in November, they went on a Disney cruise and they didn't take me, but they booked this like 4 years ago because of COVID. And then they had Hank, and obviously Julia was pregnant. They couldn't go and it got rearranged twice or something. Obviously, I didn't expect them to call the travel agency and suddenly magic up a room. But like, hell no, like this was booked 4 years ago. I'm not going to be pissed at you. Like, seriously. Like, but it was just being completely upfront. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. And I had a great time and doing my own stuff. And, you know, I think it's sweet that this host parent, this future host parent, she cares and she's concerned. Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't think any au pairs out there would be offended. And you shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
You shouldn't be. No, no.
Because it is a huge expense to
I feel like if you're offended by something like that, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just expecting to go on these lavish vacations with these host families. But, you know, actually it's a great time opportunity to use for your own travel, your own bucket list, you know?
Yeah, you do you, hon. So then, obviously, Steph, you just kind of talked about expectations. So this kind of leads us nicely onto our little poll question that we put up. So we said, if your host family asked you to join them on a family vacation, would you expect to be on or off working during it? So we kind of got like a mix of answers, as usual.
Working did win the poll. Yes. So more au pairs do expect to be working on a family vacation.
Yeah, which is good. I think that's a good that's a good feeling that you kind of already know, okay, you don't agree to it and have no, you know, you don't think, oh, I'm going to be working. Like, you agree to it with the idea, yes, I think I'm going to be working. So
we also added a question box to this poll as like a, do you have any extra thing you want to say about that? Everyone in this one, or 90% of people said, I would expect to be working but have some time off to explore, or like I would be expecting to work on evenings so parents can have some time together. I would expect to be working but not for as many hours.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of general consensus. Like, working for, definitely working, probably reduced hours, definitely have some time off. Like, I think it would be difficult to be an au pair and go on vacation. Like, I would be really, I don't know what the word is, like, I would kind of be upset if I got invited on a family vacation and they proposed it to me as, we want you to be with us, and then they said, but you are going to be working the full 45 hours, because then I wouldn't feel like it was a vacation for me too. Like,
yeah,
but my host parents are extremely upfront with me about all of this. We have boundaries, we have schedules, and they always give me reduced hours. And, you know, on the cruise that I went on, I knew what the rules were. Disney, I knew, it's not like rules, but it was like, hey, listen, like, we're actually gonna have, you know, two date nights on this cruise. We're gonna need you from this time to this time, or we just need you in the afternoons for a couple of hours while Hank naps, you know what I mean? But you've got the mornings off. And my host parents have been on the cruise that we're going on in a few weeks' time. We're actually going with one of my au pair friends, and my host parents were kind enough to message the other host mom and say, hey, both of our au pairs are really great friends. Could we, you know, come to an arrangement where we both families agree on one night where the girls can go off and do their own thing together? So I think on the second night, me and Lena will have that, definitely both have that time off, I think is extremely considerate. But yeah, I definitely expect to be working, not in a bad way. I expect to work because that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And I think if you expect it to, if they don't need you to work, then great. It's a great vacation, but I wouldn't be offended if they asked me to work. It's my job.
Yeah, I would always expect to be working, but yeah, again, not the full 10 hours a day, 45 hours a week.
Yeah, definitely. Thing. That's when I would be like, actually, that, yeah, if that was given to me, I'd be like, well, I'll think about it because maybe I'll just take that time off and do a road trip with my friends. I don't know. It kind of depends on the relationship you have with your host family and where you're going as well.
It also depends, like, if you've already taken your 2 weeks and, you know, your host family say you need to come on this vacation because you've already taken your 2 weeks. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, bye.
If they were like, you need to come on this vacation, you need to work your full schedule because you've already taken your 2 weeks vacation. What do you do in that situation?
I'd be like, okay, well, then I'm taking 1 week unpaid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm taking unpaid vacation. Yeah,
I'd
be like,
I don't care about the rules. I'm taking it unpaid.
Bye. Like,
honey, unless, no.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'd be like, well, where are you taking us first?
Yeah, like, is it Hawaii?
Oh my gosh.
And our final question box that we put up was just like, any other opinions on vacation with host family, any extra things that people wanted to say? And this was actually awesome. I liked this one. It said, although it can be fun, I prefer to take my own vacation during those times so I can also relax and have a break. Absolutely true. It is,
oh my gosh, yes,
the best feeling. Like, I love my host family stuff, but it's so nice when they're away and it's quiet and you get to have some like peace and quiet, because I don't remember what it's like to have no other people around.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Strange,
like, to be on my
sometimes.
Own. Yeah, it was so weird. Like, my host family just went away upstate New York, kind of upstate, not really,
somewhere,
to visit some of my host dad's family, and I stayed here, and it was, the house was so quiet, and I was like, I haven't been physically on my own for so long, and
it's weird,
so
isn't
weird.
It?
Yeah, yeah. Someone said it can be great, but also torture.
I think that's any vacation you take with anybody, like, whether you are family or not. This vacation is stressful for literally anybody. And that's why you need to ensure that you have a good relationship and very crystal clear communication.
And it is true that a host parent said this, that the kids do get a bit crazy because it's a change of routine. Like, kids thrive off routine, and this is a big change, so they're gonna be a bit crazy on a vacation, but as long as you work together and have clear communication, it should
clear
be fine.
Communication.
And then someone said, it's awesome, I wasn't really on vacation, but the opportunity to travel and the different schedule was cool, and it's fun to do stuff with the kids that isn't working.
Yes,
that's very true. Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah, and someone else said, it's nice if the host parents invite you, especially if it's summer on your bucket list, and Disney is a good example. And so I want to make this absolutely clear to everyone listening to this podcast. It is, like, I don't want us to be like, oh yeah, we get to go on all these freaking amazing vacations. Like, we are not in this for the vacations. I personally am not in it for the vacations, the money. However, when we get to go to these places that, I'm sorry, au pairs could not afford to do, like, a week in, you
Never.
Know, the Bahamas, a week in Disney, like, at the level that we get to go, like, we get to go obviously in more expensive accommodations, we get to, you know, do more things. And so that is a huge, huge, huge perk. I didn't know that I was going to get this when I kind of signed up to them. But, and I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know how to say it. Like, obviously I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, like, it's cool. Like, no, it's fucking amazing what we get. Okay. And I know not everyone gets that. However, I think people just need to remember that it's not all about the vacations. And however, it's good and it's amazing, and we just need to be grateful for that, because it is a huge expense, as we're about to talk about. But yeah, if it's somewhere on your bucket list, go. Even if you have to work for a few hours, especially if you have I never feel like I'm working. Genuinely, I don't feel like I'm working when I'm with my kids on vacation. Uh-huh. Even when I'm at home, it's like, they're just cool kids. Like, yeah, some days are stressful, but literally, what, you know, everyone who works
it doesn't
with
matter
kids.
What job you're doing, and even without kids,
no.
Some days are stressful, so
exactly. And it's like, I'd rather be stressed on a cruise ship in the middle of the Bahamas,
right?
than stressed in Raleigh when there's like a thunderstorm, you know what I mean?
It's literally,
like,
yeah.
I just think some au pairs have
high expectations, too high. I think it's because we've talked about kind of what do people really think of au pairs. We did that kind of episode. And when you think about it, you always think, oh, the host families are like filthy stinking rich and they live in a big mansion and they go on all these lavish vacations.
And they
but
don't.
That actually isn't, no. They're just normal suburban families.
Yeah, so many of my au pair friends just have, I mean, not compared to England because England is tiny, but just normal houses. And you know, obviously money translates differently in different countries.
Exactly.
And stuff,
and different states.
Exactly. And host parents have, you know, host parents use their money however they want to use their money. Some of them love to save, some of them love to spend, you know, it's up to them. It's their money.
Exactly.
But, and we shouldn't kind of make judgments on how they spend their money. If they want to bring their au pair, they can bring their au pair. But I just think, yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we should be totally grateful for everything that we get. And I don't think it's bad for us to enjoy our vacation time, even if we're working. And I don't think it's bad for us to be excited. Like, heck yeah, I cried when we went to Disney. As soon as I saw that castle, bitch was crying. The cruise, I cried. I called my dad and I cried because I was like, I can't believe I'm here and this is amazing. next cruise, I may cry. I don't know.
You'll probably cry.
Who knows? You know what I mean? I'm a crier, guys. But
T's going to smuggle me in her suitcase and leave me in Florida.
I am.
While we're she goes on the cruise. And then
because
she'll come pick me up.
Because we're driving down to the cruise, but we're going a couple of days early. We're going to stop in St. Augustine. So I'm going to bring Steph in my giant black suitcase, stick her in the boot, leave her on the beach at St. Augustine.
I'll just stay in Florida while you're on your cruise and you pick me up on the way back.
Perfect. Sorted. If anyone's listening to this, don't report us.
to my host family, if I go missing for 2 weeks, that's where I am.
Lol. So I feel very happy in the fact that most au pairs are like, yes, I expect to be working and I'm cool with that. And
it's a very, I feel like it's a very general response is yeah, I expect to be working, but less hours. I think is the main,
is the main kind of focus. So aside from au pairs, we both, Steph reached out to her host mom. I reached out to my host parents and I was like, we were like, hey, what's up? We want to get the host parents' point of view and we want their opinion because I feel like, again, like how we were saying in our LCC episode, there are so many things that au pairs don't actually think about or realize from the other side of the table. So we kind of wanted to bring in a host parent perspective. So Steph, kick off.
So I reached out to my host mum and asked her kind of what her opinion is as a host parent on the au pair doing vacations with them. And they had an au pair prior to me. And she was with them for like a year and a half, year and a bit. And she did not ever go on vacation with them. They went up to, actually, she went up to visit family upstate with them, but that it was a weekend, didn't really count as a vacation, I guess. So in 2020, in 2020, they went on a family vacation to Cape Cod, but they gave the au pair the week off to do her own thing. And she went on a road trip with her friends and it was great.
Is it me or does every host family go to Cape Cod? Because mine go, my host family,
every host family
house
goes
there
to Cape Cod. Yeah. Right? I feel like everyone does. Cod. Yeah. And my host family said that it was a great time for them to have some family time alone. Mm-hmm. It was just Henry then. So my host dad and Henry had some like nice family time, which they don't obviously get very much because my host parents work a lot and like Henry does school as blah, blah, blah. And then obviously that was also just after the quarantine. So they had been cooped up in the house for months. So it was really nice for both the au pair and them to get out and do something that they both
That's
wanted
understandable.
To do. Exactly. My host mom also said, and I think your host dad also touched on this, is the additional cost that it is for a host parent to bring an au pair along. Obviously, because their rules require them to have their own room, that is like a whole massive additional cost on top of everything. You normally have to pay like per night for a room, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going on a 1 or 2 week vacation and a room's like, what, $150, $200 per night, that's a massive cost for them to add on to a probably already expensive vacation, because normally they go in the summertime. That's an expensive vacationing time.
Yeah.
And, you know,
easily more than $2,000. Yeah,
exactly. They've got to add food, they've got to add activities and all the other stuff that comes along with it, you know. So if they're flying, they've got to add an extra flight, plane ticket, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be such a huge thing, and it's not going to be in the budget for every host family to be able to do that.
Yeah,
so that's like completely fair enough. My host might also say if she was to bring an au pair on vacation, she would not have them work the full 10-hour days because she wants to spend time with her kids on vacation, which you did touch on previously, hoping, you know, that is what parents want when they go on vacation.
Hopefully.
But she would expect some date nights after the kids go to bed. So like probably, you know, the au pair would be on for a few hours in the evening so that they can go and have a date night. And she said she would probably structure it so that we can do our own thing during the day and then watch the monitor at night. So just working it so that, you know, the au pair gets some time to explore, but also they get some time to have their time together as well.
Yeah. Solid.
I think your host dad kind of said very similar things, but Ricky was very passionate about this episode.
I love Ricky. We were literally talking about it our last night on the cruise over
this
the dinner
table.
This
is why we're doing this episode, because of Ricky. So thank you.
It actually is. Shout out
inspiration.
To Ricky. We love you, Ricky. He could be listening to this on the way to work. I don't know. Hi, Ricky. So have you packed for the vacation, Ricky? So I sent my host parents a list of questions, just kind of general ones. Because I really wanted to kind of jump into the, like, what is it from host parents? So my first question was, as a host parent, what do you need to take into consideration when inviting your au pair on vacation? And logistically speaking, how difficult is it to include the au pair in vacation plans? Now, this is the reason I asked this question to them is because I was like, well, I fully appreciate, obviously, there's a monetary value on this, but also logistics, like, what do you have to consider as a host parent? So he kind of said the main logistical challenge is that the au pair requires their own room, obviously, like you said, with your literally what your host mom said. So, and he said in terms of like logistics, it's the fact that you need to book an extra hotel room, book a multi-room suite, or obviously depending on how big your host family is, you may need a larger vacation rental property, Airbnbs, and obviously the more people that are on this vacation, the less options you have, obviously, you know, depending on like availability and location and things, because when we go away there are six of us, and so, you know, when your host parents go away there's like four of you, right? Like obviously if you don't go, and so it's huge. And then after he started replying, I was like, wait, there's like more and more and more. So there's hotel rooms, there's flights, there's, you know, even car rentals and stuff. Your options are being reduced, and so that is a logistical challenge because we have to bring over all of our luggage with us.
Even like small things like dinner reservations.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And like when we got to the airport in Miami, we had to take two taxis. So when we were leaving the hotel to get to the cruise, we had to take two taxis because there was obviously six of us and we had all of our luggage. So those things like that. And Ricky was saying that, you know, the difference with traveling with an au pair is that you also have to do additional planning to ensure that, as well as stressful as planning a vacation is, you have all of that. And then you actually have to ensure that you are meeting the guidelines from cultural care in terms of hours and expectations. And so I was like, my next question was like, well, what are your expectations when it comes to vacationing with your au pair? And does it depend on the amount of time they've lived with you and your relationship? And Ricky touched on this a couple of times in the questions. And I think he's made extremely valid points that the relationship with your au pair is critical for a successful trip. So vacationing with him, I'm just reading some of his notes. He said, you know, vacationing with an au pair is very different than standard life. Like everyone's schedule is off. There's, you know, less routine. The kids are not in their natural habitat. And you will be spending more time together physically.
Yeah, even off work, you know.
Yeah, you'll be hanging out in the same. Obviously, because when you're on vacation, you have limited space because obviously you're not in your house.
Right.
And so, you know, he was saying things like, you know, if you guys are not communicating properly, if you don't have a good kind of vibe together and understanding, then it could ruin the vacation and it could make it more stressful. And he was saying that while the au pair is on vacation, it is the host family's vacation, obviously, because they pay for it and they bring you and they're planning it because they're not planning a vacation just to take you. They're planning it for their family, and you are in the nicest way, you are an extra expense and you are an added person. And so he said it's important to, however, he did make a really great point that host parents, it's very important that you give your au pair an enjoyable time and you make it clear when they are and they aren't working, and but you give them time off because, you know, you're bringing them on vacation. And he made a point that he's traveled with me. I mean, they've traveled with me and they traveled with their previous au pair. And without going into too much detail, these separate experiences were very significantly different in terms of the happiness, because he said, I'm going to read verbatim. He said, we have traveled under both situations in terms of having not like a good versus bad au pair, but having different situations. And he said, it made a significant difference in our family's happiness when we were with an au pair that we were comfortable with and who understood that the host family comes first. And so, you know how we were talking about the Hawaii trip for the, Ricky said, this is a huge part if you're a future host parent. He said, I would not recommend taking a big vacation, like a Hawaii trip
with a
new au pair, until you get to a comfort level. He said, I would recommend trying a short weekend trip to get a feel for things and how you guys work together out of routine before making that significant investment. What do you think? I think that's a very valid point that he's made.
100%. Yeah. And I think it also is really linking to what you guys have said in our question boxes, and the fact that like the au pair needs to understand that it is the host family's vacation and they probably will need to work, but also they need to have their time off and have some time to explore, and the schedule needs to be clear.
Yeah.
You know, and going back to that person's comment who said she wouldn't go on vacation because she doesn't feel like it's a strong enough relationship.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if that makes sense. Like, if you don't feel comfortable going on vacation with your host parents, definitely don't force it, because as Ricky said, it's going to affect the happiness of mm-hmm. those on the vacation. And it yeah. is the host family's vacation. And if you're going to be like stroppy and not want to be there because you don't feel comfortable, that's going to ruin their vacation. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a very, very valid point. I mean, and I think personally, I think you need to be more flexible than you even normally right. would, especially yes. on vacation. Like, things happen on the flight, and you need to, I'm not saying you need to be on all the time, but I'm just saying you need to just help out here. Like,
you need to work
help,
with
we
them.
Help with the luggage, or like, I just mm-hmm. grab one of the kids while my host parents, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just, and that's just part of the relationship. And so, you know, very briefly, I mean, we've already talked about how the working hours are still subject to the same conditions. I said to Ricky, like, you know, for host parents, what are the challenges of having your au pair work for you while you are on vacation, and how can host parents make the boundaries clear? And we've basically touched upon this, so I won't spend too much time on it, but the key to success is that the au pair A knows it's the host family's vacation, and B, they know that they are working.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made the point of saying, like, you know, the au pair just needs to be flexible, but in turn, the host parents, they need to be upfront and not just you know, the host parents yeah. say, hey, you are working to this time, and we're bringing you on vacation, but we will expect this from you. And I think, you know, it's communication, but I think again, it's being prepared.
We're coming back to communication yeah. again, guys.
Exactly. And I don't think it's fair for a host parent or a host, you know, for them to say, hey, we'd love you to come on vacation with us, and then wait until the vacation or the day before to tell right. you that you'll be working
45 hours. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Because if you went to an au pair, especially maybe a newer au pair or something like that, and you were like, hey, come on vacation with us, they might automatically think, oh, great, I'm going on vacation, you know, because yeah. you haven't mentioned that they'll be working, or you haven't exactly. specifically made it clear that, yes, you want them to come on vacation with you, but you're still going to be on the clock. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
you need to lay it out when you're literally inviting them.
Yeah. You know? So at the end of that, Ricky said that the key to success is just to be very blunt and upfront. And the other key is to try and keep a schedule as best as possible. And yeah. he said, obviously, vacation plans change with weather and children. But, and I like that he said this, he said, be as upfront with the schedule as you can. For example, host parents go out two nights, you
right.
will be better off. But he said, you owe your au pair at least some basis, some skeleton of a schedule, so that they can plan right. their own time off.
Exactly. And that's the same when they're at the house or when they're on vacation. Like
yeah.
that rule doesn't change. These things don't change. We need clear schedules in advance so that we can plan our life, because we're still having a life alongside being there to look after the kids and make your lives as easy as they can be with yeah. the extra help. But we definitely. Also need to be able to plan our lives. And yeah. we don't want to, and if we don't know what's going on, we can't help you.
Yeah,
you know,
we help can't us help
be
you.
Exactly. We're just going to be stressed out and like, what's going on? What am I doing? And we're not going to be able to help you. And most of the times, we don't have au pairs don't have the courage to go up and say, hey, I don't really know what's going on. Can you give me a schedule?
I'm just like, not, guys, what am I doing?
I am too, but some au pairs aren't like that. They're not going to exactly that, and the younger ones, they're not going to come up to you and be like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you tell me? You have to tell them. I also love, I just want to point this out, Ricky was like, or it may mean that the host parents take the older kids on a catamaran and the au pair needs to stay back with the baby and can't participate. Isn't that literally what you did?
Yeah, well, actually, well, so my host parents took the girls snorkeling yeah. one day, but Hank couldn't leave the ship because he's not vaccinated. So okay. the rule was that he wasn't actually allowed to go, but even if he was vaccinated and he was allowed to go, I think I still would have stayed
better,
back with him.
Right.
Yeah, because
that's funny. I thought he put it there as a like, oh, they went on a catamaran yeah. and you had to stay.
Yeah, but honestly, it was great because I just chilled with Hank and they gave me so much extra. They gave me so much time off, and I pretty much knew what I was doing. So
yeah.
it was fine, and that wasn't a particular port that I wanted to leave anyway. Because I looked, I was like, no, thank you very much. yeah, Hanky needed naps. That exactly, child yeah. needs to nap. But yeah, I mean, as much as we love Hank, obviously, but it's a lot easier for my host parents to spend time with the two girls and not have to worry about yeah, the 2-year old running off.
Can you imagine
Hank snorkeling? Please, you can't take him snorkeling. But yeah, that was the reason he physically was not allowed to leave because
no,
of
yeah.
that. Yeah,
but yeah, it just all comes down to being considerate and clear.
Yes,
considerate, clear communication.
Ooh, the three C's.
The three C's.
So, Steph, do you want to give us a couple of the pros and cons that Ricky gave us?
Okay, so yeah, T said, what are the pros and cons of taking your au pair on vacation? Pros. One, if you have a great relationship with your au pair, it's wonderful to take them with you to give them an experience. After all, the hope is that the person is part of your family. Aww. This kind of goes back to what someone said about if it's something that's on your bucket list, it's really nice to go with your host family, experience that with them. Two, it is always wonderful having an extra set of hands that your kids are comfortable with. That's also a good point. Again, we mentioned earlier about childcare on resorts.
Yeah.
Kids can really, like, they're in a whole new environment, in a whole new place. They don't know what's going on. Their routine's all messed up. And then you're going to chuck them in a daycare or on a cruise ship. Like, it's not going to go
like,
well.
Bye-bye, children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having somebody else that they're comfortable with, that definitely does help. And the third one, you can be afforded opportunities to do things such as date nights or taking some time with a subset of your kids if one has to nap or is too short for the ride.
The amount of swapping out we did at Disney was crazy.
But again, it's very true. Yeah, you know,
because that means the host parents can enjoy themselves more, exactly, rather than one
always having to wait. It takes like a weight off their shoulders. They don't have to worry too much about obviously they worry about the kids, but you know what I mean, they have like a whole extra person to help.
Yeah, so it's just nice because, like, my host parents could, like, go on rides together and do things together and not just be like, I'll be with Maddie, you be with Hayley, we'll meet at lunchtime kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and but then there's also cons, there stuff, is, right?
always. The two cons you put is obviously cost. We mentioned this multiple times. My host mum also said this. Obviously, additional hotel rooms is a massive challenge, massive cost, plane ticket, food. Bringing an au pair can easily increase the cost of your vacation by several thousands of dollars, which, again, my host mum also said.
Yeah.
So that is... My host mom said a very valid point that it's not in the budget for all families.
Yeah, which I totally respect.
So, yes, 100%.
It's not cheap to have an au pair, guys.
It really isn't. No. And then two, expectations are not clear. If you do not have a clear expectations and your au pair does not respect their work and responsibilities, you can have significant tension and stress that will make your vacation less enjoyable.
Yes.
Very true.
I would be so pissed if I was a host parent and I paid literally like tens of thousands of dollars and my au pair was like a little bitch about it.
I know.
Like, I'd be like, seriously?
I'd chuck them off the ship.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, you can fucking walk home. You know what I mean?
Walk the plank.
Exactly. And that, it really, honestly, it breaks my heart when I hear these stories.
Selfish. Yeah, it is selfish.
Yeah. As much as I am so excited and I love all these vacations, I still know, like, and I think you would be the same, like, we're still very down to earth in the terms that I completely understand and I respect that I would never be able to have this level of luxury in my life because it's just not in my lifetime. You know what I mean? It's not where I'm from or where I'm going in the nicest way. And so I totally appreciate that they would there. I think when people take us on, like when they take us on vacation, they're kind of in a way investing in us. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, like we love you enough or we trust you enough and we are willing to spend a huge amount of money to bring you on vacation. And I think some au pairs have disgusting attitudes in the way that and I will say it, that they expect to be taken on big ass vacations and they don't respect it and they think, oh, because they have an au pair they can afford and they can just throw money, like, no, shut the fuck up.
I think also on the kind of flip side of that is when au pairs get really arsy because their host families don't take them on vacations.
Yeah, you know, they're like, it's a huge expense.
They're going to the beach for a week, they didn't even take me, or they're going to Florida for a week, they didn't take me. Yeah, well, no, they,
because it's not part of the program.
It's not, yeah, it's literally not a rule that they have to take you on every vacation they go on.
Yeah,
you know,
how entitled.
Not part of it. You can't expect them to literally pay thousands of dollars for you to join them on a vacation when, you know, that's, as Ricky said, it's the host family's vacation. And it's not literally, and they don't have to pay for you to also join them. That's not a requirement of them.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
to get arsy about it is arsy.
I definitely just don't be arsy.
Don't be an ass.
I definitely agree that, you know, making the expectations crystal clear is really good. Like, even when we were on vacation, even though it was already all paid for, they were like, hey, look, if you want to buy XYZ, obviously because of the way it was all linked with our accounts, my host parents would have got charged anyway on the account, but I just gave them the money for it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, that was one of the clear expectations. I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, here we go. So then I kind of just, the last thing I asked him was, what piece of advice would you give to host parents who aren't sure whether or not to take their au pair on vacation? How should they approach it? And I think this is a kind of good response and a good question. I think it's just worth taking a second. So he said, you need to fully understand what your relationship with your au pair is and ask yourself, do you enjoy spending non-working time with them on vacation? Obviously, you spend lots of time together that is not like necessarily work time. Mm-hmm. And if you as a host parent are not comfortable with your au pair outside of the working relationship, you're not going to have a good vacation relationship where you are together more frequently. And I feel like, mm-hmm. don't they always say, like, you never know someone until A, you move in with them, or B, you go on vacation with them.
Yeah.
So literally, I think vacations... I have more respect. Obviously, I had a lot of respect anyway, but I have more respect from a host parent's point of view now. And I think I'm even more grateful now, because I'm like, knowing what Ricky has said, I'm like, okay, I totally appreciate everything now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult. Host parents have a difficult time, guys.
Yeah, they really do.
Be nice to them.
You know, my host family are going on vacation in summer. I'm not going with them because. Mm-hmm. It's a massive cost.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I want you guys to go and have that time together, yeah. without having another person there, like the family time. Yes. They don't get it very often. And so it'd be nice for them to go somewhere fun with the kids and
reset
and have that experience. Yeah, you know, and yeah. It also gives me time to like recharge and
God, yeah.
rest or like go and do something that I want to do or like, you know.
Yeah, we need time to reset. I don't think it's bad when we have separate vacations.
No, not at all.
Definitely not. If anything, I think it's good.
We come over here, part of the reason is to travel, you know? Mm-hmm. So why do we get arsy when we're given the opportunity to travel?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay. I just think some au pairs are just like, they just expect more than is actually required.
Yeah, but the set out of this episode basically is au pairs expect to work but not the full amount of hours and would like schedules in advance made crystal clear. But also, if you can't be crystal clear, maybe just say, like Ricky said, maybe two date nights a week while we're there, you know, something like that. Or maybe we need you like three afternoons, or you know, try and like summarize a little bit. You don't need to say, right, you're working Monday this time, Tuesday this time, well, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, just respect on both sides.
Yeah.
Be
as flexible as possible, guys.
Exactly. And communicate as always.
Communication
as always.
Oh my goodness, what an episode. I don't even know if we helped anybody, but there was a lot in that episode.
I think the main thing was setting out the rules that are actually set out by cultural care.
Yeah.
Because I don't think
people get confused.
Everyone knows those. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit. Yeah. I think people just get confused between pay, vacation, non-vacation. Yeah. Blah,
especially
blah, blah.
The one about, you know, if you're taking them and they're working, they have to have their own room. If you're taking them and they're not working, they don't.
Yeah.
That's a thin line. That is.
Yeah. What if they're like, oh, I only need them to work for 2 hours at the end of the vacation. I'm like, hell no. Like, sir.
Yeah. But you need you need 2 hours at the end of vacation. So you have to pay like $2,000 for an extra room.
Yes. But like, hell no. Like, I would take that $2,000 and go elsewhere.
I feel like most host families though would just get an extra room anyway, just for the au pair's privacy. But I know that's not always in the budget, but I feel like au pairs tend to do have their own space.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You know? So gosh. Yeah. Ooh. And just one final note. If you're an au pair going on these lavish vacations, as T's mentioned, just be grateful for it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Thank your host family.
They do not have to take
you. Make sure you tell them how thankful you are that you're going on this vacation, and try and not ruin it for them.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Don't
be sloppy because your host parents want you to take the baby back to the cabin, yet you want to watch the Aqua show, but it's also on tomorrow night. But I'm just going to put that out there. Not naming any names. But yeah, don't be a dick. So I would like, can I pick the emoji this time?
Yeah.
Can we have...
Do you have the new ones yet?
Oh, I don't know if I've updated my phone. Can someone send me a ship, like a cruise ship? There you go.
Yeah.
Live my best life.
And while you're doing it, manifest a cruise for me, okay? Any time in my life. It doesn't have to be as an au pair.
Yes.
Just one time in my life, I need a cruise, okay?
When she's like 30, manifest. Flirty and thriving.
That's not long away, mate. Oh, yeah. I need a bit more time.
Start saving for that cruise. They're expensive. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. And again, thank you huge amounts to people that have been replying to our question boxes. We've been putting up quite a few recently. Thank you so much. We love hearing your experiences and your ideas and your opinions. Thank you to Steph's host mom, Ange, you allege. We absolutely love you. And obviously, thanks to Big Ricky. We love you, Ricky.
Thanks for the inspiration.
The very detailed notes, Ricky.
you came at the right time, Ricky, because we hit a wall and then you were like, do a vacation episode. We're like, yes.
Yes. He was like, go. Oh, time. Like, say Ricky. Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
So, oh my god,
I mean, again, if you're listening to this when it's being released, I should be packing right now, so
yeah,
hopefully
get packing, girl. You're definitely not
future tea definitely get packing not. Please
do your laundry.
Oh god, laundry. Yes, yeah. Laundry's a pain in the ass on vacation, but anyway, we should wrap this up.
We will be back in 2 weeks time with another episode.
We will. You better be there. It's a
get your cup of tea. It was actually chosen by you guys.
So
actually. So you
come
better
back
be
in
there.
2 weeks.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's the tea.
Subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram @opairtea for more.
Thanks for listening.